Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Right here on the real side.
Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you do have to be involved. You do have to be engaged. You know, we got a lot coming up. And you're going to have a lot coming at you. You're going to want to get frustrated. You're going to want to get crazy about it. Don't. Don't let them do that to you. Really, seriously. What you want to do is you want to make sure, first of all, make sure you have your facts right. Because a lot of you get involved in this stuff. You don't have your facts right. And then they drag you through the mud and you wonder why and you get frustrated and you think you've been, you think people have lied to you about the information. Nobody's lied to you about the information. You just keep screwing it up, frankly. So just get your depth because they can't fight truth. They never can. If you notice their responses to you, when you actually have the truth, they drag you all over the place. It makes absolutely no sense in some of the responses and the answers. So, again, don't let them do it and drag them around. Make them fight for it. So Dr. B is going to be with me after the break. He'll have a couple of questions for you guys out there, especially you Christian conservatives. You drive me nuts, frankly. I don't know, you know. I do not know how you guys vote for evil. It's the only way I can put it. You sit there, belonging to a certain party or what have you. You look at these candidates and you really, you vote based on what your party says. Well, what does your book say? Yeah, you know what book I'm talking about. What does your book say? Who are you supposed to vote for? How are you supposed to vote people in? Well, Dr. B, we're going to talk about the rise in divorces. Hey, I'm sorry. Listen, if you're going through it, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, Tammy and I have worked together in every endeavor we've done. I'm not going to get gooey on you and all that other stuff, but the bottom line with it is, you know, I see her as my partner. I see her, we're one according to the Bible. And, I mean, the woman sleeps next to me at night. Right? I mean, she could slip my throat while I'm sleeping. I'd never know. So there's got to be some trust there. And who better to have your backside when you're in work or in an endeavor than your wife or your husband, for that matter? So just, you know, I don't understand. All of a sudden, you're spending time with your spouse and you're finding out what each other really is about. We probably spend a lot of time, we spend a lot of time together during the day. We may not be right next to each other, but we're in the same house, the same area. We worked together when we had our business. She homeschooled one of the four kids. And we were very involved in schools and such. So again, I'm not saying all this to say, you know, I got the perfect marriage and whatever, whatever, whatever. But the bottom line with it is, I don't understand why these divorces are up. And Dr. B's going to have to help me. Same thing with the kids. Yeah, with the depression is up. Who are you depending on? What have you taught your kids? Have you taught them how to cope for real? It's really funny. I have conversations with some of my friends that are, you know, hardcore Christians or, you know, really feel like they got their act together, which they might. I'm not going to put them down for it. They might not, I don't know. But then they can't get through this stuff. So they, you know, and some of them aren't seeking help, but they need to see someone. They really do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, the Americans, they kind of rattling Russia's cage over the last few days, which I think is wonderful. So they've been sending B-52 bombers to fly over all the NATO countries. You know, we're just checking on our buddies. And you know that that's making the Russians, driving them nuts. But the military activity is heating up. And it's not just, you know, again, it's not just Russia. Right? We want to make sure China sees our stuff, knows where we're at. Because we're hearing that China is beefing up their military. I think if the Russians are smart, they hang back. But military activity is heating up between the U.S. and Russia across the globe. You know, we're seeing some tactical vehicle clashes in Syria. Russian warships disrupting U.S. fishing fleets near Alaska. A submarine and bomber activities on both sides. And there, you know, chances for escalation. I'm going to have, I'll have General Paul Valley on with us probably next week to discuss what this stuff really means. How important it really is. Because sometimes these are just what they, you know, we used to call saber rattling. Trying to show you, you know, what they got or what they don't got. One U.S. move especially provoked a Russian reaction. When a Russian Su-27 jet fighter flew dangerously close to a U.S. B-52 bomber, the Russian fighters flew so close to the B-52 that their afterburners reportedly shook the massive U.S. bomber. Now, that was one of the most reckless and dangerous stunts the Russians have pulled yet, but why did the U.S. send a B-52 over the contentious Black Sea? Well, with the 2014 invasion of Ukraine, the Black Sea's become increasingly more dangerous. Isn't that funny? You know, and no screaming and yelling there. Who was president when Ukraine was? You know, my memory's not that good. Oh, Oblamo. That's right. Oblamo was president. Now, the Ukraine is a Russian military stronghold. It's got warships and fighters all around there. So they don't want us around them. But we have the legal right to be. International legal right to be. And Trump is going to show them. And we're going to exercise our rights. Really don't care what you think. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Dr. B joins me right after the break. We'll be back in a few.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That is exactly... I know she's going to hate this term, but that's exactly the kind of head shrink I would do, okay? And I would probably have 3 clients, at least for a couple of weeks anyhow, but that's exactly how I would handle it. Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, I am always perplexed, and I mean this, I'm not being funny, I am always perplexed by especially my Christian friends who have decided to, I don't know, drink the Kool-Aid, swallow the Kool-Aid, drink the wrong pill, eat whatever it is that you want to call it. And they, in essence, they vote for evil. Okay? And they claim to be Christians, they claim to be tolerant and all this fun stuff, but yet they vote for evil. That's what you're doing when you vote for somebody who's 110% for abortion, all right, and all these other things that you're going on. You see what curriculum is being done to your kids. And kids were very precious to Jesus for my Christian friends. You know that, right? So I don't understand any of this. And if you were my patient, you'd be in a lot of trouble. But thank God, bless God, you're not. So we're going to bring Dr. B on with us as she comes on with me every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And, you know, Dr. B, this stuff, it drives me, you know this already. I may need some counseling from you. It drives me out of my mind that these people look at you with a straight face and say, I don't mix politics and religion. So therefore, you know, me voting for Joey B, even though you look at what he stands for, I don't know how a Christian / conservative can do that. Help me out.
I will help you out. You know, I just had this conversation today with my son, you know, the whole politics versus religion argument. And, you know, honestly, today in this COVID Antifa BLM world right now, what we are seeing, it really isn't just about religion. It's not just about politics. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Or that's what we're looking at. That's the big picture. What we're seeing is just life. What we are seeing is good versus evil, plain and simple. And we don't have to attach a Democrat Republican label to it. We don't even have to attach a candidate, Biden, Trump, to it. What we have to look at is which side in America, which side is for life and against life? Which side is for the biblical values and morality, and which side is not? And it's more of a conservative good versus a more liberal progressive evil. And again, I don't mean that politically. I mean that as a heart state, not a political state, if that makes any sense. And that is the big picture. That is really what people need to realize. We've got to stop the fighting about even, you know, BLM and everything going on, all the organizations, and we've got to see what it really is. It's Satan versus God, good versus evil. There is no gray area. There is no in-between, and it is very psychological what's going on. And later, you know, in the show tonight, I really want to talk about the psychology of the fear and the intimidation that's going on, because that is what is making people believe that this is really political, that this is a side we have to choose that has to do with politics. And it's not. It's a side that you have to choose that has to do with your eternal life. Plain and simple. Well,
they have been conditioning Christian pastors and so forth for decades, probably, but at least for years, that you can't mix politics and religion. And my eye opener was actually more recent, maybe than yours, where we had an event where we the movie Unplanned was shown in the theater, and we had pastors from several churches. And one group, or not a group, but one couple, was very upset that the pastor would mix, ready for this one, religion and politics. Because apparently abortion is a political issue, not a God issue, not a God / life issue.
But that's where this whole psychology of the liberals and the progressives, that's where they get into your mind and make you think that it is. And ultimately, who stands behind them? I would love to give, or actually wouldn't, we can't give all the credit to just the liberals and progressives. They're sinners. We've got to give credit to the enemy behind all of it that's been doing this for thousands upon thousands of years, because that's ridiculous. Abortion is a political issue, but that's what the enemy wants us to believe, right? That's what the left wants us to believe. So, yeah, they make it all about rights. And God has given us rights. He's given us the right to have a body and to make good decisions and to choose good instead of evil and to be kind and to love and to appreciate the sanctity of life and traditional marriage, right? And the other side is, you won't say, well, actually, they are saying now they're kicking God out of it, but they just started in psychologically, little by little. You have a right to your body, women. You get to choose what you do with it. And anyway, so as you see, that's how cults work. That is how psychology works. They get into the brain. It's specifically, it's called the amygdala. We're going to have lots of big words tonight.
Oh, is there going to be a spelling test?
No spelling test, but big words. It's just interesting because God made such an amazing brain and we still only understand. So,
no, Dr. B, you're really going off into the loony bin here because it has nothing to do with God. You know, billions of years of evolution has caused all this to happen.
Pond scum. Yes, I get it. Pond scum. Well, pond scum is brilliant because it became this brain. You just think about the eyes or the heart, right? How the heck did that just evolve?
Well, actually, think about something. When you get down to the rudimentary level, what they're saying is we are a series of mutations and mistakes.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I ask people this when I used to teach God and politics in a Christian school. That was the best. I'd ask them, hey, who has a house? Who lives in a house? Well, everybody raises their hand. Somebody, you know, everybody lives in a shelter or house. Well, did that house have, did it just build itself? Well, no. Well, what happened? Well, there were builders. Well, what about before that? There was an architect, right? What about before that? There were the planners. Yes. So they planned it. There was an architect. They built the house. Do you all who believes that? Every single student raised their hand. Then what about the human body, the complex human body? Does everybody believe that God, that there had to be a creator, there had to be an architect, or do you just think it just happened? And they would just look at me like, oh, okay, well, it's a great point. We're so much more complex than our house. And there was a master architect behind it.
Kim,
so
funny,
with that,
even scientists over the last, I've been doing a show now coming on a dozen years, and over the years we've done stories where scientists have come forward and said things like, there definitely was a beginning to the universe, a controlled beginning. You know, they're coming out more and more and more with the, there is some kind of intelligent design. And these aren't Christian scientists. Hey, we got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B's going nowhere. A lot more big words, bigger words probably after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, President Trump said he would support an investigation into allegations leveled against Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Let the investigations go, but he's a very respected man. Postmaster General is appointed by a bipartisan commission, and we'll see how that goes. But no, I think he's a very honest guy, but we'll see.
The president also said he would support DeJoy's removal if it's proven that he engaged in any illegal behavior.
Yes, something could be proven that he did something wrong, always, you know, always. They've been looking at me for 4 years. They found nothing.
The Washington Post reported that five people who worked for New Breed Logistics, where LaJoy was chairman and CEO for 31 years, said they were urged by DeJoy's aides or by the chief executive himself to write checks and attend fundraisers at his Greensboro mansion. The president said he doesn't know much about the story. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
A couple of nitwits.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know if you're back, but I'm back. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, continue to be part of the conversation. This is how you get informed. This is how you be able to, you don't step out like those, I'll just say, you don't step out like those other people who have no information. All they have is these Twitter lines or party lines that they use to step out on. Let's not do that. Dr. B is joining me, as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. I know you guys do, too. She's got an MS in counseling psychology, and she's got, with an emphasis in, why do you do this to me, neuropsychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states. You could settle for one. She recently completed a postdoctoral certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. And in her spare time, she comes out to California and does a radio show from time to time. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Good, yes, California. That was a fun time.
You know, it's funny that we, you know, you and I are getting emails from people even before you get on the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, people really need to know why they feel how they feel, what's going on in, you know, in their head. And you and I are coming at it from the same level. You're actually schooled in it. I'm just guessing. But
you're good.
Right? I mean,
you got some skill.
Yeah. And drawing the questions out. But, you want to talk about the psychology and the fear and intimidation. And why do we get intimidated? How come we're so easy, or some, I know you and me, but some are so easily intimidated?
That is the question of the hour. And, you know, before the break, I talked about the amygdala. So it's, right there in the center of the brain, back your prefrontal lobe. And that's our fight or flight, right? It's responsible for our emotions, both anger and fear. And you look at the psychology of fear and intimidation and violence. And, it's two different things, violence and aggression. They're not interchangeable terms at all. Violence is more physical. When a psychological study, and I've been reading a ton of studies today about it, and there are a lot of studies on it, how effective it is. And they use protesting as their research, at their means of research, protesters. So you got violence, and that's when people are more violent. Specifically touching you and punching you, physical force, and then aggression. And we don't always think of aggression as nonviolent, but it is. It's more behavior that's there's an intention of harming you with words, more psychological in nature. So that's kind of like what we're seeing with some of these groups and what I think we're going to see in November at the polls. I don't personally fear that. And I'm going to say, in our last segment, I'm going to talk to you guys how not to feel so fearful. There are three things you can do. But this is what we are seeing with this protesting. We're seeing a lot of passive aggression. We are just, with the insults, or refusing to talk to you and just staring you down. Like I got on the plane from those two people today. And it's like, I'm so glad that I practiced the three things that I'm going to tell you about at the end of this segment, because it helped me and it helped me feel an amazing peace. But it is a real thing, and it's your amygdala that gets triggered. And when it gets triggered, and not only did they research, animals with this, and we are different than animals in that we have that split second fight or flight, but we also have self-control, and we also are able to teach ourselves to cope, and we need to do that. We need to make sure we've got those tools in our bag so we can cope. But when we're in danger, like animals, we're either going to freeze, right, and just take it in and do whatever people tell us to do because of the fear, or we're going to flee and fight. And so they got those of us like me and you, right? We are fleeing from it. We are fighting. We are standing up. We are resisting. We, churches, private Christian schools are revolting. That's the part that we need to do right now. And I'm going to tell you guys later how to do that. Or you can freeze. And I would say the majority of the population freezes. And because your brain is so overwhelmed, it doesn't know what to do. And if you equip yourself and practice, just like defensive driving or defensive shooting, being at a range, if you practice, you'll know exactly how to handle each situation. That's the good news. So I hope you all share this so the entire country can know exactly what to do in those cases. So just neuroscientists after neuroscientists have said that it is a real thing. I just want people to know that you're not alone. I know a lot of people are still in their homes and they still don't go out. They're working from home. They're getting food sent in. They're just not getting back out there. And you have to. Part of facing the fear and conquering that and exercising that part of your brain, the amygdala, is you've got to make yourself get out every single day. If you don't, think of your brain as a muscle, kind of like a muscle. Mm-hmm. It will not grow, and you will not exercise that muscle, and then it just kind of folds down and gets inactive. And then we were looking at agoraphobia, we're looking at anxiety, we're looking at suicidal rates going up, which we've seen. You and I have talked about that. And so I'm going to make you guys hold on and wait so I can tell you what's going on. But if you feel intimidated and if you feel fearful, please know that you are not alone. It's a very basic emotion, again, heavily linked to that part of the brain.
You went over something at 100 miles an hour. So when you talk about exercising, okay, because you're on a roll. I get it. I do the same thing. But, for those of us who aren't as educated, if you would.
Yeah, right. I assume y'all right? know it.
No, when you talk about exercising your brain, we see some of the dumbest commercials in the world, but the way most of us do it on a daily basis is, you drop off the kids, you sit down with a couple of your girlfriends or guy friends, and, you're having conversation. It stimulates the brain. It's exercise for the brain, is it not?
Yes.
Many go to morning Bible studies or what have you, and a lot of people aren't doing that anymore. They're having one-on-one conversations. I don't know if you heard me on the front end, but I was kind of joking a little bit and saying, I don't understand why divorce rates are up. What, all of a sudden you're spending time with somebody that you supposedly love and want to be with and you're married to, and you can't stand them anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, what happened? And I've already gotten a couple of emails. They thought I was making fun, but I wasn't making fun. This is a
no,
person.
It's real.
Yeah, right. The divorce rates are real, and I don't understand what you're just getting to know each other, or is there a fear there? And all of a sudden, you realize maybe you don't know this person as much.
You know, it's all of it. I think, you know, I was talking to my kids again in the car coming back from the airport, and I said, honestly, I think what's happening is a good thing, but people have been so dependent on other things except for interpersonal relationships, right? How many people have their phones when you're talking to somebody? How many people have some kind of device at dinner, at a meal, at a restaurant, while you're driving, right? That's kind of become our go-to. That's how we cope. And you take that away, and you're at home for a long period, because you can't be on your phone. I mean, you could, but we're not on our phone. We're in front of people. We're talking to people. We're interacting with just our spouses and our kids. So I was saying, honestly, if the internet just blew up, it was gone, electricity, whatever, we just got back literally to old school rotary dial phones. My kids are looking at me like, what are you? No. And, you know, that's how we call people. We have to go out and have barbecues. We got to talk to our neighbors. And they were just looking at me like, how do I do that? You know, what? Wouldn't that get boring? What would you do all day? And I'm like, seriously. So I think we've stopped exercising those interpersonal skills with one another. You know, we get busy in our things, and even church and Bible study can be an escape. If you've got something every single night and you're not carving out time to spend with your spouse and your kids, of course, when you have to do that, it's going to be very different. So it's all of the above.
I've been blessed because I've always worked with Tammy. I mean, I think from shortly after we met to, you know, well after we got married, our business endeavors or what have you, you know, I know where her strengths are. She knows where mine are. And those are the parts that we take on in the businesses.
And she still likes you.
Yeah, she's, well, then, you know what I always say? As long as she keeps taking the pill I give her, we're good.
That's right. We're good. Does she know that she's taking it?
Don't stop.
Can I get some of those?
Vitamin that I give you. So
vitamin.
But seriously, and so, it, you know, when we got locked up together, if you would, nothing really changed for us. It you know, we spent so much time together anyhow, whether it's business, personal, whatever. It wasn't that big of a deal. But even so, some of my Christian friends are having a hard time being with their wife and kids so much. You know, seriously? You really need to. Dr. B has to put out a book that they can read on how to get along with your spouse.
Yes, I think we just, right. Right. But yeah, we get too busy, and I think we got distracted a bit, and I think this is helping.
All right, you're going to give us the bigger words after the break. You promised. Joe Messina in your house. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we come back.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if you guys have heard me earlier. Before I bring Dr. B on, I was talking about that beautician, or I don't even know what to call him anymore. You know what I mean? The hair salon owner, who, you know, and she's gone through a lot, and they've been giving her death threats. The one that turned on Nancy Pelosi, as they're calling her, but that wasn't it. I mean, she really was mad, and I don't blame her. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or whatever, you know, here's people telling you can't open, you can't do this, you can't do that, because we want to keep everybody safe. And Nancy Pelosi comes strutting in. As if nothing applies to her, right? Remember the, you know, nobody's above the law person? So anyhow, she'd been getting death threats and all kinds of other stuff, and she's putting out little videos, but they're not begging for help. They're just saying, hey, this is what people are going through, this is what other people are going through, and guess what? She's been, she has raised over $300,000 for her employees and, you know, the people that rent, you know, to help the families that she was supporting through her business. So, you know, people are good. There's great stuff that's going on there, and you need to call them out. You need to call out those people that are hypocrites. Don't let them scare you. And speaking of fear, well, I'm not afraid of her. Dr. B has an MS in counseling psychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist in two states, and she recently completed a postdoctoral certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. And, hey, I always have fun when you're with me, even when you use the big words.
The big words. I just took that course so I can understand the big words. The brain is fascinating. That's it.
Yeah, anything over four letters, I'm kind of lost. So be careful.
Yeah. I literally had to go on YouTube. How do you pronounce the la 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 la? And it's like, oh, okay. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Anyhow. So we've been talking about being afraid. We've been talking about all these things that are coming up on people. And, oh, my God, you mean I have to be with my spouse 24/7 for a week?
That's right.
How do we overcome fear? I mean,
how do we overcome
talk about it, but how do you get past it?
And that's really what we're seeing going on. Again, not political. It is simply, you know, I just watched that video of BLM going through the streets of Philadelphia, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yes, and all the senior citizens that are just sitting there having a drink and lunch, and they're going through drinking their beer, throwing their glasses to the ground, saying that Nazis' lives don't matter. It's like, oh, okay, high five on that. Good job. I don't get that T-shirt at all. But, again, intimidation and fear. And I saw the differences. I saw some of the people that were not intimidated and just sat there and gave it back to them, you know, without being violent. And then I saw these poor older ladies that were just almost ready to have a heart attack.
Yep.
And how cruel. And these are things they're going to remember. That imprints on your brain. That your brain all of a sudden marks that as a traumatic event.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an interesting fact about a study out of Japan that males have more severe recall to traumatic events than women. And you'd think, I would think that was the opposite, but you look at the PTS rates in veterans, you know, for men, although that, you know, most veterans, a majority that are fighting front lines are men, but women tend to kind of absorb it and let it go. And women and men hold on to it deep, deep down. And then it comes out as anger when confronted. So I think that's awesome in a way. Yeah, it's a very interesting study. And I can post that on my website and you guys can take a look. So how do we prepare ourselves moving forward? How do we not live in fear? Because every time we don't know what's going to trigger it. When a, you know, Fox News pops on or CNN, we don't know what, or these YouTube videos that are going all around, you know, it's really hard to not click on it, even though it says caution warning. So what can we do? And there are awesome things to do. So we need to really prepare ourselves ahead of time. You've got to do this because we're going to encounter fear and intimidating things and people. I didn't know getting on a plane today that I'd be getting the stare down literally because I had a Trump mask on. And I did. And I was at peace. I was at complete peace because I have prepared. So we have to remember that we are different from them. We do not have to take on their emotions. We do not have to take on their evil. So that's number one. Remember, you are different. You are not like that. It doesn't necessarily, I think, in the big godly picture, mean that we're better or worse. But I do believe what is inside them at the time is worse. We're all human. We've got to remember that. We are not super creatures. We are not superhumans. We are not gods. We are human, and we've got mental capacity and a cognitive capacity, and we're all going to hit different things. Watching some of those videos might be traumatic for some, and it may be just hilarious for others, and it may be just concerning for others. You're never going to know. So I'd say the five key takeaways I want you guys to have right now is stop caring about what others think so much. We've got to stop. You've got, you know, 500 Facebook friends, and then you focus on the two people that you've never met in your entire life that say something derogatory, right? The troll. Is that right? Right?
Yeah.
But why do we care? Stop caring. It's not about you. They don't know you. They have nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. And you just have to get that through your mind. Stop worrying about it. Second, don't give others permission to intimidate you. That is a conscious thing, a conscious thought. Don't give them permission. In your mind, just say, I'm not giving you permission to intimidate me. And if you have to say it out loud, I would have been happy to say that, to have said that on the plane. Hey, you can stare at me, but I'm not giving you permission to intimidate me. And you just rendered them powerless because they can keep staring and you just stare right back and they have no power. Next, don't say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry for everything, especially if the other person is being fear-monger and intimidating you. Oh, I'm so sorry. You didn't do anything. I always, people come to me and say, Dr. B, I feel so guilty. I feel so, and I'm like, stop. Guilt is only for when you do something wrong. If you have done nothing wrong, you should not feel guilty. And you got to really hear that. Everybody needs to hear that. So a couple more. Remember that you have value no matter what, no matter who's against you, no matter who is trolling you, whether it's family or people you don't know, you still have value always. That is vitally important for people to keep that in mind. You have value. People might not always acknowledge your value because they don't know the real you, but you still need to know that you have value. You were created in God's image. Next, I want people to practice, especially the more fearful. I want you to practice this week entering a room, whether it's a store or it's a friend's house or it's your place of employment. And I want you to just be the presence of light and goodness and just captivate the room, whether it's with a smile or with a greeting. Just practice doing that, and you will little by little build up a real sense of who you are and a sense of anything that's against fearfulness. So remember, you're always enough. And then last, practice being assertive. We've got to practice this, especially now. And that doesn't mean you have to fight. It doesn't mean you have to wear your Trump gear. It doesn't, whatever that looks like for you, just take one little step, little baby step in being more assertive. You know, if your husband, or your boyfriend or girlfriend says, what do you want to eat for dinner? Have a plan. Say, I would like tacos tonight and let's go get it. You know, do something that, even if it's little in your life, to practice being assertive. So if you do all those things, and I hopefully that people can jump on later this week and hear all this again, that will go so far with helping you not be fearful or intimidated by what's going on. You'll feel 100% better.
Now, you're going to laugh at this. I just told somebody that today.
What did you say?
Their generation was not assertive.
Correct.
And they wanted everybody to feel good, so they backed away from things. And that's not good. Not healthy. And it's not good because you're acquiescing to somebody else, and eventually you're going to feel like you're not being heard, you're not doing what you know, and you're going to feel left out, and that is not a good place to be.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. I mean, Jesus himself was assertive. He was meek. He was not weak, and he still asserted himself, and then he knew when to walk away. And if you practice it, and it's going to be tough, it's easier said than done to assert yourself. But man, once you do it one or two times, it is a drug that you're going to want to take every day. It is so empowering.
You and I have talked about this before. We only got about a minute and a half left. But you and I have talked about this before. And I said, we've raised a generation of kids, of young people, that not only do we don't want them, or they're not used to feeling bad, they don't want to make anybody else feel bad. That is a no-win situation, is it not?
It really is. It is. You're spot on. We can't, if you don't know, if you're one of those ambivalent people that you don't know whether it's right or wrong or what to say, then really quick, pray about it. Usually the first thing that comes to mind to say is pretty decent, as long as your heart's in the right place. But pray about it really quick. Lord, should I say this? Hey, if you don't get a response, say it. If you have that really crazy conviction, kind of like, ugh, then don't say it. But we're good people. We are made in God's image. I think, we all think that we're just these sinners and bad. No, we're made in God's image. And go assert yourself. Go be a light. I'm giving you permission, all of
you.
I want you all to call me next week. And
can I be a spotlight? Like a flood lamp? Can I do that?
You and I are kind of like, flood lamps.
Like
can you turn
lights.
It down? And I don't mind.
All right, real quick, tell people where to find you.
Come find me at drbradio.com or Diagnosing America with Dr. B on Facebook.
Always a pleasure. We put that stuff up, too. And, yeah, people, a lot more of this going on, and you really need to check her out. You need to check out her publications. Joe Messina, your host, if you come up next hour, it's just going to be a smorgasbord of current events. And, yes, you'll need your blood medication. We'll be back in a few minutes.